Welcome back. This is Rob Brown of Supernova Consulting, and I'm here again with Rob Knapp, the founder of Supernova. And we want to talk with you for a few minutes about building niche markets in your practice. If you've been following Supernova for a while, you know our acquisition formula is 96, 4, 2, and 2. And one of those twos represents the number of niche markets that we would like you to master as you're growing your practice. And so, Rob, talk a little bit about niche markets and the best way to strengthen yourself in those markets.
Great, Rob. Niche marketing is one of the major tools that I find many financial advisors do not take advantage of. There's two different ways of looking at niches. A niche is an area of marketing focus. I'll give you some examples. People, the first side of this would be your natural niche. This is a niche that you brought with you when you came to the firm. If you happen to work for Procter & Gamble or Gillette or 3M or any major corporation, or you came from a university or whatever your background, you came from the military, you came from an airline, you have a natural group of affiliates based on the company that you came from. And what we do is help you to focus on that natural niche market and learn to do what you do very well and probably have done already, but maybe not to the extent that you could have. Take advantage of that natural niche. If you came from Procter & Gamble, it would be major IRA rollovers that are north of $1 million each probably, and this can be really all you need to do in your practice. You do well with that group because you came from the culture. You speak the language. You understand the people. You certainly understand the benefits. So you know their benefits, their program, as well as the HR director, and therefore you're an authority on it. So a very good example of this is that Procter & Gamble, and I use that a lot. So if you were going to focus on a niche, and it wasn't a niche where you grew up in, you didn't come from Procter & Gamble, then what would you do in order to make that a niche for you? We call that a focus niche. Well, you literally have to immerse yourself in their culture. So you'd have to learn the language of the Procter & Gamble people. You would have to understand their benefits, know their stock option plan, know their stock purchase plan, know their 401k. And we say know it as well as the HR director. So you can't do this for 15 different markets. So what we suggest doing is take your natural niche and exploit that to the fullest, and then take a focus niche. How do you select your focus niche? Well, first of all, it should be where the money is. I mean, you don't fish where the fish aren't. You want to fish where the big fish are. So in this case, you want to first make sure that the niche that you're choosing, if successful, would generate the client kind of clients that meet your minimum. And if they do and you would enjoy it, then that's your focus. If you happen to grow up in a union family, then possibly prospecting unions would make sense, because that's a completely different world. If it doesn't and you don't enjoy those people, then don't do it. I had one gentleman that focused on 401ks for small businesses. He was very successful with the practice. The problem is he put himself out of business with all the work he had to do, and the 401ks were just not worth it. So he picked the wrong niche. On the other hand, we had 19 people that picked Eli Lilly as a niche, and all of them made a very good income because there was so much money there. So that's the idea. of focusing your niche?
Rob, one of the things that I have had a lot of success with advisors I've been coaching is helping them look in their current list of top clients and see what they know about those clients to understand what niches those clients are in, and then leveraging the information they have because they have those clients to create that focus. Have you found that to be a good way to get started?
Yeah, that's fabulous. In our phase two training, we always have everybody write down their top 25 clients and then ask them where they came from. Were they referred to you by a center of influence? Do you have a natural niche, or was this a focus niche that these all came from? And then we make a list of where they all came from, and that will help us to make their success a little more concrete in their own eyes. Because I often ask this question, what is your niche? And they'll say, I don't have one. And then we do that exercise, and all of a sudden they do have one. So they always have something where more than one person is in common, unless they've inherited the book. So in this case, it makes all the sense in the world. And here's what we suggest doing. Let's say, for example, that there would be three or four cardiologists in that list, and they say, this makes a lot of sense. IU cardiologist, and there may be 30 of them, and we have three. So that's what you want to do. Find out how many there are, and then so you know your capacity, what you can handle, what you're looking for. Do they meet your minimum? Assuming that you do that homework and they do meet your minimum, then you go to one of your client, who's hopefully a senior cardiologist, and use the smart marketing techniques. And it's pretty simple and straightforward. This is what you ask. Dr. Smith, I'm thinking about expanding our practice with cardiologists from IU. Do you think that's a good idea? And he'll spend a little bit of time explaining why it is a good idea or isn't a good idea. Once you get his advice on that, and you determine that, yes, I do want to go forward, then you simply ask him a second bit of a question about advice, and that is, if you were me, how would you proceed to expand your practice with cardiologists? And then zip your lip and listen, and he will tell you exactly how to do it. And if he doesn't, keep probing him, and he will. So asking for advice is one of the most powerful things that you can do. It psychologically is one of the most gratifying or enthusiastically. It's one of the things that's greatly appreciated by human beings one to another. So when someone asks you advice, you do try and give it to them. So. How does that work? Simply as we described, asking them, would you suggest that this would make sense? Does it make sense? I'm thinking about expanding my practice with cardiologists. Does that make sense to you? It'll save you a lot of time. If you're in the wrong area, they'll tell you you are. Again, if you were me, how would you go about it? Let him decide, because he knows the culture. Once you do that and you go to that meeting that he's suggesting, have coffee on Tuesday morning, make sure you do your homework ahead of time. You learn the language of the cardiologist and be the student so that you can be effective when you meet with him. So that's how you develop a niche.
So, Rob, I guess maybe a way to close this topic for now is that niche markets are probably one of those areas that financial advisors struggle with the most, but the opportunities for uncovering those niches are a lot simpler than they think, because from their natural niches to the focus niches they can develop through people they know, particularly their clients, the handwriting is really on the wall. It's just a matter of taking a disciplined approach to working your way through it. Anything else you'd like to add before we call it to a close?
No, that's. I think that, as you say, I'm always shocked, frankly, when I find out that financial advisors who have very successful practices really aren't using niche marketing. So I think, as you said, it's one of the greatest opportunities we have to expand our practice in something we're already probably fairly good at. Those people that do it professionally, like the people that used to work at Procter & Gamble, they completely get it. And that's how we learn and teach you as students how do you expand niches by studying those that have used niche marketing in a brilliant way. So that's the rationale for why we're doing this, and you'll be just amazed at the success you'll have using this process.
Okay, great, Rob. As always, thanks for the good insights, and please keep checking in to the Supernova website for more ideas on client acquisition.